Thankfully, he still had cell service. He worked his way back to the table, sat, and unlocked the home screen. He was able to tap the browser app when a face took over the screen. Adrenaline coursed through him. His finger froze, hovering above the image. She had jade green eyes, the result of contacts, surely, and spiky green hair with black roots. Her lips parted, and he knew this was somehow live, or perhaps filmed and now playing. This wasn't some random social media short he'd accidentally swiped into, if that were even possible. He wasn't like Nessa when it came to technology.
The computer is a window into your soul.
The person's voice was gruff, but the face was soft, mostly free of lines except for around the eyes. And smiling.
Just kidding.
The smile smoothed out into a serious expression.
But the computer is a window into your life. Look at me. I'm like a peeping Tom over here.
This is my phone. The face leaned closer until one eye took up the whole screen, like a T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
It's a handheld computer, you elitist.
The face came back into full view.
Get those cameras off the cloud. From now on, you keep a hardwired system or none at all. Back up to a tape like it's 1990, you get me? Bet you didn't know they got cameras inside that bitch. They do. I've been watching you wander around the house. Invasion of privacy much? You need to do a sweep before you settle down, bro. Cameras are small now. You gotta be detail-oriented these days. At least they aren't in your bedrooms. Call that an almost win.
Who? He didn't know what to say, but he rose slowly, knowing he had to get Nessa. The one eye took up the screen again.
Stay where you are. The captain will get her own surprise in, like...
She glanced to the side. He caught sight of a smallish ear with a skull and crossbones earring.
When I'm damn good and ready, that's when...
The face came back, smiling.
You had a few tag-alongs in your center. Someone's been spying, my dude. Besides me, obviously. Don't worry about them. I gave them the boot a week or so ago. They're good, but they're not me good.
She grinned.
To keep up with me, you gotta be me, you know what I mean?
He didn't know what she meant. Not even a little bit. He didn't know what the hell was going on. And he was too shocked to do anything but stare mutely. This had to be a mage. No one else would call Nessa the captain. A mage this obviously odd, this far on the outskirts of what was considered normal, would be a level of eccentricity on par with Jesse's crew. It meant an incredibly powerful magic wielder,